This is Captain Jeff. In 2024, we have a new theme. The theme is Who's Running on Water? We uploaded the first episode of the year to use as a reference or a tool for people that are passionate about winning the fight for clean water. I ask you to listen to it, share it, and then give us your feedback on my email, jeff@lunkerdog.com, or any of the social media platforms as a way to communicate. I will leave the link in the show notes for you to share. Thank you, and run that dog. Why is everything dying in the ocean? Are you confused on what's happening? Are you searching for answers? And can you believe Florida has the most polluted water on the East Coast? Well, this is Captain Jeff, the Lunker Dog, and in this week's episode of the Real Guy Podcast, we're going to make clear what the problems are and what the solutions are in our fight for clean water.
Clear the airways. The Lunker Dog is on the air.
Are you ready? This is the Real Guy Podcast.
This is Captain Jeff. Welcome to the Real Guy Podcast, the 252nd episode. And I got your favorite, Captain Norm, in the studio with me today. Captain, what's going on, my man?
Man, what is going on? What is going on with all these sawfish? They look like me after I've had a night of drinking. They're going around, spinning around, losing their minds. What is that? It's like everywhere. I saw videos of sawfish losing their minds in Boynton Inlet. There's sawfish in the Keys losing their minds. There's sawfish in the Thousand Islands losing their minds. And nobody knows why.
Dude, it's not just the sawfish. Like, you did see that. You did see the video of the people in Big Pine that got up at night and went down to the bridge. And everything was spinning in circles. They were watching the snooks spin in circles and jump. And then basically you could see the scales falling off and like just beating themselves up. And I heard about this through Ray Rocher.
Yeah.
And
they were talking about the baits having the spins.
Right. They were talking about their baits spinning.
But that's been going on for a while. This is something with all the bigger fish and the sawfish in particular. This is, and a lot of people are very quick to point out that, well, they started discharging in Lake Okeechobee, but this problem with all these fish having the spins started before the discharges.
It's not the first time we've ever seen it. It's just the first time that we've noticed it with the bigger fish.
Because all these bait guys are saying how they've had problems with baits doing the spins. This is beyond my pay grade to understand it. All I know is that when I see it, I'm like, all right, this has got to be some kind of a water quality issue. Has to be.
Well, it is. It is.
Well, but it could be neurological, what's triggering it, and they don't know. I do know that, was it the National Marine Fisheries? I'm not sure which. Some organization set up a facility over on the West Coast, I think in Tampa, to study this phenomenon that's going on. And I don't know how they're planning to study it. Maybe, picking up specimens and bringing them in. But long story short, all these marine biologists, and we've got the best marine biologists here in Florida, anywhere in the world, they're right here in South Florida, and they're all scratching their heads.
I don't know why they're scratching their heads. First of all, it's nothing new, okay? Baits have been spinning, fish have been spinning. Back when we had that red tide problem,
yeah.
And the red tide came through here, we were watching it happen. It just is bigger, more common, bigger fish, and everybody's starting to see it. So now all of a sudden, the scientists are going to get involved and figure it out.
Well,
let me tell you, the scientists, you want to figure something out? We are dying by 1,000 cuts.
Oh, yeah.
So where are we going to put the Band-Aid first?
Well, the reason...
Because we got the fish spinning. We got people totally freaking out about the discharge that's happening in Stewart, right? We got sewage leaking into the water pretty much every single day. I wrote them all down because we are dying by 1,000 cuts.
Absolutely.
Okay, so we got the drains constantly going into the canals. Yep. We got the sewage constantly going into the canals. We got the geniuses in the Marine Corps, Army Marine Corps of Engineers that are going to do water management. Water management.
Water management.
Water management.
Do they even know what that is?
Yeah, whatever it is that particular day, but Stewart is screaming about water management. The captains for clean water screaming about water management. Then we got the spraying in the Everglades, spraying stuff to kill weeds, just massive spraying. Fertilizer, natural shoreline, trash, trees being ripped up. You see the guys in Jupiter? Big construction company was working on this resort. They destroyed like 100 acres of mangroves.
No kidding.
They got fined $100,000 for it.
That's all?
That's all. And that's what I mean. We are dying by 1,000 cuts. Infrastructures and pipes. Lauren, let me tell you a story. The other day, I'm going down the street here. I'm going on my daily walk. There's a guy in front of some old home that was built in the fucking 20s. Mm-hmm. And he's climbing out of a van. And on the side of the van, it says sewage and drain specialist. Two of those are on our list of dying by 1,000 cuts here. I asked the guy, I says, dude, I go, how many of these houses, I go, are leaking sewage into the ground?
All of them.
And he said about 40% of them.
Yeah, yeah.
I says, so when I look around, I says, one out of like every five houses is leaking sewage into the ground. Dude, we are dying by 1,000 cuts. And then the scientists are baffled. They don't know what's happening. Well, I tell you what's happening. Our ecosystem is failing.
Oh, of course it's failing. It's been failing for years.
So why don't we hear some scientists say that?
Well, you know, listen, to begin with, part of the problem with the scientists is it depends on what scientists you talk to.
And who they're getting paid by.
And who are they getting paid by. Exactly. Thank you. Okay. You just took that and ran with it. Okay. I handed you that ball and you just
is that a softball?
Went straight up. No, you went straight up the gut with it. Okay. And I'm just telling you right now, okay, the scientists need to stop with the special interests and they need to go back to being scientists and just coming out and saying, all right, well, you know what? If my paycheck is coming from Big Sugar, then maybe there's something wrong with me as a scientist. So let's just, you know, a little self, I don't know, what's the word for it? You know, a little self-check by the scientific community, all right? What are they really there for? Are they there to prove somebody's narrative or to try and prove against the narrative? I don't know. We need scientists that will just come out and say, we need independent scientists. That's what we need. We need an independent scientific analysis of the entirety of our ecosystem, a comprehensive analysis. And I don't see where that's being done. But you know something, Jeff? Do we really need them to say it?
No.
You just said it.
Right.
Okay? You know just as much as any of these other guys do.
More.
Okay? Well, but I'm not saying they don't know. And this is something that's gonna get to me, and it goes back to some of the older podcasts, okay? These guys have been knowing this for a long time. They're just not willing to say it because of who they're beholden to.
Right.
All right? And that's a truth. Okay? You want to talk about infrastructure, you want to talk about development, you want to talk about what's getting into the water, you want to talk about, you know, the all of these contributing factors, it's well known.
Right.
Okay, you said it right in the lead-in. Florida has the most polluted water on the East Coast.
Right.
Well, no duh.
Well, then why didn't somebody say that when they get this little bit of attention, they get this whatever news station or an article written about them or anything like that? Why doesn't one of them ever say, well, you do know that one in five houses are leaking sewage in the water? I mean, I'm sorry, one in five.
You can't say that.
Three in five houses are leaking sewage in the ground.
You can't say that because it won't get any play. And the reason it won't get any play is because you got all these developers that are trying to buy that land to build another fucking hotel.
Right.
Okay. You got all these politicians that are in their pockets. Okay, you got all you got. You can't talk about that and have it get any traction. Do you want to know what's going to get it? You don't want to know why the spinning sawfish and all these other fish are getting traction right now? Because how many people are going to the Keys and eating snappers that they catch on that reef or sea trout that they catch on those grass beds back there in the same places where they're seeing the spinning sawfish? There's a lot of people. And they're wondering whether or not it's even safe to go down to the Florida Keys, catch a mess of snappers, fry them up, and not suffer the same consequences. maybe when people start getting sick from eating those fish, we'll start to really see some movement on this. But they're starting to wake up, and this is why it's now on the news.
It's not happening. It's on the news because it's a cheap, it's like a pet video. It's like a cat or a dog video. It's a cheap look, okay? It's a cheap look, dude. And that's the only thing that they're using it for.
Yeah.
I haven't heard one of these scientists come out and tell anybody that we have the most polluted water in the country. I haven't had one of these scientists come out and say how many people are getting infected with MRSA, flesh-eating bacteria, nasal infections, all sorts of crazy shit happening because of how polluted the water is.
Yeah.
And if people are getting sick, then the fish are getting sick. I want to talk, why doesn't the scientist say this stuff?
Well, wait a minute. Hold on. You've got how many people do you think are swimming on all of the sandbars, say from Peanut Island all the way up in Palm Beach down to Nixon Beach in Biscayne Bay on a given Saturday? Thousands.
Yes.
Okay. And how many of those people do you think understand or even know that they're are fecal bacteria levels that are 500 times the acceptable levels that are being tested every week? How many of those people do you think are aware of that fact? I bet you a lot.
They're aware of it. Do they understand?
Do they care?
No, because they
don't care enough about their own health to make a stink about it?
No.
Well, what the hell? No wonder we're going to elect Trump or Biden in November. We're going down the same shitty path. What difference does it make? You see where I'm going with this?
I do see where you're going with it.
Okay?
I do see where you're going
with it. The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different outcome.
Right.
That is the definition, the definition of insanity right there. Okay, we are literally insane. As long as Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce are on every 30 seconds while we're watching football, and the Kardashians have a marathon on, nobody cares about any of this stuff. That isn't what trends.
Right.
Okay, we are as apathetic as it gets. We are Rome.
Right.
In the end.
And that's what I mean. That's why that sawfish got traction, because it trended.
Here's another thing. Anything that trends is bullshit. Okay? If look at what is trending, okay? How many plays did that yacht hitting the Hallover Bridge get?
Right.
Holy crap.
Right.
Okay? How many plays did that get versus the sawfish? The sawfish can't even come close. Okay, how many plays does a Taylor Swift clip get? Come on.
Right.
Will you wake up?
No, I get
it. And one of the reasons why this is happening, I'm going to tell you why. It's because of the 24-hour news cycle. It's the worst thing that has happened to this country. We are constantly bombarded by news 24 hours a day at every level, and it's all edited. It's all bought and paid for. It's all got a slant.
Right.
Okay.
It's got a message.
There is an agenda. All right. And none of those agendas is what we're talking about right here. All right. The 24-hour news cycle is the very worst thing that has happened to the country. And I'll tell you, I'll give you a perfect example of it. The bridge in Baltimore. Okay. That thing, if that had happened in 1974 when it was brand new, and it was built, I think it was 74 or 77, whenever it was built, if a ship had run into it, that would have made the news, it would have got national coverage, and it would have been the very biggest topic of the day. Okay? But because we're constantly pounded by news, we have become apathetic to it. Okay?
Yeah.
We're dumbed down to it. It's to the point where as soon as something like that gets posted, there is a barrage of people that are right there to politicize it.
Correct.
Okay? How many people jumped right to the very conclusion that it had to have been terrorism? Come on, will you? How many people jumped to the gun and blamed Joe Biden? Come on.
Right.
Okay? And they were serious about it. And this is what happens when you're constantly pounded by misinformation.
Well, we've long been critics of the mainstream media on this podcast, which is one of the reasons we do the damn podcast.
If the Spinning Sawfish was on ABC World News in tonight in 1980, there would have been a massive movement to do something about it right then and there.
I don't know. I think something else is really hampers our message, which is we're dying by a thousand cuts and the water is what's getting victimized, because there's all sorts of environmental weirdos out there that as soon as people start thinking about conservation or pollution or anything, that's warping the message, because people immediately think, oh, these are these crazy environmentalists, which I get, because these fools are like, you know, gluing themselves to the ground in front of traffic. They're, I don't know, doing all sorts of weird
chaining themselves to trees.
Right, doing all sorts of weird stuff. And I think as soon as somebody starts to talk about environmental issues, immediately 80% of it is taken with a grain of salt. One, because of what you were saying, it's done with a message. It's done by a PR firm. It's done with a purpose. And secondly, because all that stuff is the vast majority of environmentalists are these crazy nutcases that are chasing money in political issues.
Okay. And then on the other hand, you have entirely too many foundations.
Oh.
And they all have their own agenda, and they all have their own fundraising, and none of them seem to be working together for the same cause.
Correct.
Okay? And they're almost like political parties. Okay? Who can out-fundraise the other? And they're all competing for basically the same thing.
Right.
Okay? But maybe, you know, maybe the Bonefish Tarpon Trust, and I'm not bashing them, but maybe the Bonefish Tarpon Trust, they're fundraising so that they continue their tagging programs. And maybe, you know, Captains for Clean Water is fundraising for, you know, to hire a lobbyist.
Right.
But they, you know, these fundraisers, I mean, these funding, excuse me, these
foundations
need to come together, and nobody's pulling them together.
No, it's worse than ever, Norm. I made a post last week, okay? This congressman up there in, represents the area up there in Stewart,
mm-hmm.
where the water gets dumped into the lake or the river there and kills everything.
Yeah.
So this Bill Mass guy, of course, takes advantage of the trending news.
Yes.
And he makes this little political thing talking about how
it's called making hay, political hay.
Making political hay about the water and the discharge and everything.
Yeah.
So all I did is I went on Facebook, because I never really heard of this Mass guy. I don't really pay attention to the politicians.
Right.
I'm trying to now. I didn't know about the Mass guy. And all I asked was, is anybody a fan of this Bill Mass dude?
Right.
And we probably got a good 30 responses.
Okay.
The problem with the 30 responses is 20 of those responses were people that were involved in foundations.
Mm-hmm.
And they liked or disliked Bill Mast according to their view
right.
of the whole environmental
situation. Everybody sees this kind of thing through a prism anyway.
Right, and this is a perfect example of what you were saying, is if we keep doing things the same and expecting something different, then we're all fucking nuts, right? Well, that's what we've been doing with the foundations for years.
Sure. Yeah.
And the only people that have any friggin' input on this Bill Maas dude, or I should say the majority of the people, are involved in foundations, and none of them have the same message. None of them have the same point of view. Therefore, when we go forth and try to figure out who to vote for in this coming election, which was my goal for the year, was to teach people who to vote for, and we're divided like this.
Let me tell you something.
That's the problem.
Let me tell you something. From the national politics to your local politics, we continue to do the same thing over and over again. I'm going to give you a perfect example, and I'm going to make a prediction right here on the Real Guy podcast. Mayor Dean Trantalis will win another term. I'm going to tell you this right now, all right? And I'll tell you why. Besides the fact that he's completely firmly entrenched, okay? I went back and I listened to the old podcast that you did with Dean Trantalis, where this guy, and I was expecting something different. This guy is probably one of the most polished politicians I have seen in South Florida in quite some time.
Yeah.
This guy came on your podcast, and he just totally killed it. He was great. And he knows the issues backwards and forwards. He knows why we have these water quality issues. He knows what needs to be done. Okay. And he also knows part of the problems with getting them done.
Right.
Okay. He understands he's only one vote on a city commission. He's not a strong mayor. He understands that, but he's also the figurehead of the city commission.
Right.
Okay. So he understands all of these things. And that was in September, I think, of 2020 is when that podcast was done. And here we are nearly 4 years later. And what has been done? They've band-aid some of the failing infrastructure, but have they gotten ahead of it? Not in the least bit.
No, they've done just enough to PR on it. To make it seem like they've done a lot more than they've done.
Yeah, and that's not even genuine, okay? The Tarpon River thing, okay? I'm not going to rehash it. But the point that I'm making is the more I listened to this podcast, the more I understood that this guy understands what our issues are with respect to water qualities. He really does.
He does know.
Okay? And he can talk about it very intelligently. He's not coming at you from, gee, Jeff, I didn't know this. Okay, he knows exactly what's going on. And excuse me, the more I listened to it, the madder I got, ending up in a crescendo of anger. I almost flew right off the road and hit a pole when he said, "I understand the importance of fishing in Broward County and in Fort Lauderdale, and I understand why it's important." And yet ADOC disappeared under his watch.
Right.
Okay. I felt like smoking a cigarette after that podcast because I felt like I just got a hand job.
And you did.
Okay. And everybody did who listened to it.
That's why he's the best politician out there.
Absolutely.
And that's why he'll probably going to win again.
Absolutely. 100%.
And the guy running against him does his political ads with a t-shirt on.
But at the same time, okay, this is a guy that if we do elect him, and he probably will get reelected, he knows what the issues are. So what's the, so if we accept, and this is what I mean by going forward, if we accept that all of these guys are probably going to get their jobs back. Maybe one or two of them will lose. Okay. But if we accept that all of these guys are going to get their jobs back, then the question is not who's running on water. The question is, how do we get these people to act on water. And I'm not trying to shift the focus, but that's really what it is.
I've been saying
it. How do we get them to act? How do we get them to take action?
I've been saying it, and I'll say it again. It has to be a movement of the people. Not a few people voting one way or the other. Not right. a few foundations confusing everybody. It has to be a movement. A real
it's called a grassroots. It's called a grassroots movement.
It has to
start from the ground up.
Right. So the people, the foundation people that are butchering each other on mm-hmm. who to elect.
Yeah.
And why.
Yeah.
Can we leave that aside, please?
Yeah.
And work on the movement?
Absolutely.
Because it's not necessarily...
And we're the only ones talking about it.
And Dean,
why are we the only ones talking about it?
Okay, Dean, the mayor of Fort Lauderdale, yeah. okay, the guy, the most polished politician. He's also the guy that if he got behind cleaning up the water, if he got behind it and he really wanted it to happen, he's professional enough to make it happen.
Absolutely.
He's professional enough to know right now that the vast majority of people don't give a shit enough for him to make it a priority.
Well, but he also knows where the funding is and what the and where the where the priorities are on the funding. As I was listening to that podcast, he knew that we squandered $20 million from the general fund on other bullshit.
No, he okay? knew it.
He knew it.
He knew everything.
And he fought against it. To his credit, he fought against it. So for him, you know, and he knows, like, for example, the 5-ash water treatment. That has to go. He knows it's outlived its usefulness. So if he knows these kinds of things, then... And only then is it a matter of taking him by the hand and saying, hey, listen, Mr. Mayor, we need to introduce these projects, these proactive measures to try and clean up our waterways. All right? The skimmers, the protein skimmers, the
filters,
the filters, the mangroves, all of these things. You know, let me tell you something. There are some places where... This is happening. Have you noticed the mitigation program that's going on at Westlake Park?
I've seen some things happening.
That's a county park, my friend. Where did that funding come from? Because that's an expensive program.
Right.
Okay. I mean, that mitigation program, let me not talk past the audience. A mitigation program is where they come in and they eradicate invasive plants and trees in an area that chokes off the growth of natural fauna. All right. And there has been an explosion of Australian pines in Westlake Park, which is located in Hollywood, and it's a county park. And this has been going on for decades and decades. And they have had somewhere along the line, somebody got funding for a huge mitigation program that's going on right now, and it is making Westlake Park great again. And I'm just telling you, it's that kind of effort. It's that's what we need on a city level. And maybe we're looking in the wrong place. Maybe Dean Trantalis is not the guy to spearhead this. Maybe it's a county commissioner, you know?
Anybody. It doesn't matter who.
But I'm coming up with practical solutions to where to start.
Right. But I'm just saying, that's what we haven't had, is we haven't had the leader that has the passion for the water.
Well, they
to
need
spearhead
to,
it, they to
need,
lead it.
They need, I'll tell you what would really help us out quite a bit, is if the city appointed or hired somebody to look at and study our water quality issues and identify mitigation programs as well as sources of funding. And they had that one person dedicated straight to that effort alone. There's nobody there doing it.
Right.
The only person that they've got doing that, that's even remotely close to doing any of that, is that goof from, is she from planning? the planning department. What's her name?
Nancy?
Nancy Gassman.
Yeah.
Okay. All she's doing is she's running out there and she's spreading misinformation how there's no problems.
Right.
Okay. So forget her. But somebody dedicated almost in her capacity to, instead of trying to force an agenda, to just go out there and dedicate themselves and dedicate the city to these cleanup efforts and turning this ship around. Somebody did it at the county level. I don't know who that was, and maybe that's something we need to find out. Like, how did that program get funded? Who spearheaded that?
How much do you want to... If we did dig into that and we found out everything, how much... I'd be willing to bet $100,000 that if we dug into that and we found out the nuts and bolts of that mitigation over there in Hollywood, there's a pretty good chance there's a whole shitload of corruption involved in that whole thing.
I don't care.
It doesn't. No, I do care, because that seems to be what motivates.
Of course, somebody listen. But somebody got greased.
But that's what motivates everybody down here.
Listen, politics is good business. We're not going to change that. All right, but look at it from this standpoint, okay? And here's why I say I don't care. Yeah, did somebody get greased for that contract? Most likely.
Absolutely. Okay?
These things don't happen for no reason. It's not because somebody wasn't going to make a buck off of it. Fine, but look at the cause. Listen, let me tell you something.
No,
if somebody with a company came in and sold the city a bill of goods on cleaning up the waterway in Fort Lauderdale, and they had a foolproof, comprehensive plan to do it, then what would happen is the city, by its charter, by its laws, would have to go out for a request for qualifications, an RFQ. And then there would be a variety of I'm just telling you how the process works. And then a variety of environmental companies would come in. They would submit their proposals.
Right.
Okay. And then, based off the RFQ, there would be an RFP. And an RFP is a request for proposals. And that's basically where you're taking a plan and you're putting a price tag to it and you're giving it to the city and you're saying, here you go. This is what it's going to cost you to hire us. And then the city commission votes on it. Now, that probably happened at the county level.
Right.
And somebody who probably had an in with somebody got that contract. And it's likely that there was some one or two or who knows how many guys got greased in order to get that contract. I don't care anymore. If you are so delusional that you think that these things happen in a puritanical fashion and everybody's got little angels on their wing on their shoulders as they're voting for the most comprehensive new environmental program, and this is just and the sky is going to open up and bluebirds are going to sing, fuck you. Okay, I'm telling you that ain't how it works.
Happening.
Okay, that's not how it happens. All right, and I don't care anymore. I'm too old to care about how the political system works. I do care about end results. And somebody at the Broward County level got results.
They got results over there.
Mm-hmm.
And
we're not getting results in the city.
Yeah, but the section between Dania Bridge and was that Sheridan Bridge?
Yes.
That's the section that they're doing.
It's even north of Dania Bridge.
Okay.
But between the cutoff,
but north
the Dania
of,
cutoff
the north of Dania
and,
Bridge, they
and
just,
Sheridan.
They north of Dania Bridge.
Yeah.
They just eliminated how many hundreds of feet of natural shoreline?
Yeah, that I'm not sure I understand. Now,
one step forward, two steps back. Clean up this on the one side of the bridge. And do something good for the environment.
Wait
on
a minute.
That side
did they
of the bridge.
Take out? Did they take out mangroves?
Yes,
they did.
Yes.
See, that's very unusual. That's illegal.
I know it's illegal, but it happens all the time.
Well, are they going to develop something there?
Of course.
Maybe a developer is in the mix. Okay, and this is what I'm talking about.
I'm just saying it's two steps forward, One step back.
If there's a, if you see a gas station get put on the northwest side of the Dania Beach Boulevard Bridge, I don't care if it's a gas station, a lemonade stand, or a fucking hotel, okay, which is likely to be the case.
Condos.
Okay, condos, whatever. It doesn't matter. If you see something there, my guess is that there was a developer that got sucked in to helping the county finance a mitigation project for Westlake Park. And I listen, I could be spitballing. I could be totally wrong. But you know what? If this is how some of this shit gets done, fine, so be it. We have to understand and accept that development is going to happen in South Florida, but we have to do it responsibly.
Right. I've said this a million times, and the developers aren't opposed to it. The developers are already jumping through hoops to do whatever the government says. The problem is the government doesn't give a shit about the environment, therefore the developers don't give a shit. And you know, it's just one massive thing.
I'm going to run for office. I already understand how it works.
I just don't understand.
Captain Norm.
We started this.
Elect Captain Norm.
We started this shit 5-6 years ago.
Yeah.
And I'm going to use the same example, then we'll wrap this thing up. The only thing I've asked Florida, Broward County, or the city to do is to plant one fucking mangrove. One.
Yeah.
And you know how many they've planted?
None.
And you, the only group I know that have done anything in the 5-year fight for friggin' the water here,
yeah,
is the kids that go to St. Thomas Mangrove Life.
Yeah.
They actually planted a few mangroves and
nice.
Have friggin' wiggled their way, and God knows they had to jump through a million hoops to plant a few mangroves. Yeah. They're the only ones that have done anything. The only ones.
And that's why, and you know something? You just hit on something, because it's going to take the next generation to make this stuff happen. You and I, we're done. We're veggies. Okay? I don't have that much longer to live, and neither do you.
Oh,
okay?
Geez, Norman?
It's true. All right? We're in our 50s. You know something? Let me tell you something. On the way over here, I heard something absolutely horrifying on the radio. Okay? It was an ad. Are you over the age of 50? If you are, please attend the Sun Sentinel's Active Adult Expo on April 13th. Wait a minute. When did I become that guy? When did I become put in that category? I'm an active adult? Really? I'm 56 years old. I'm an active adult?
Well,
I'm being looked at by those eyes, by in that prism?
Yes.
What the hell?
You vote.
Yeah, but I mean, it's going to take the next generation, okay? It just is. And you know something? If it takes kids at St. Thomas planting mangroves, maybe one of those kids will grow up to be a county commissioner or, you know, the next agricultural commissioner of Florida. And maybe it's that generation that gets this, that turns this ship around.
Well, definitely not this generation.
No. We're fucked.
We fucked, dude.
No, because we know the problems, okay? I'm just saying it starts with education. And maybe that's the best our generation can do. And hand the ball off to the next generation and see what they can do with it.
That means we're going to be handing the ball off to Busaka? Is Busaka getting the ball?
Well, I mean, listen, you know, guys like him are going out there in the Thackahatchee and they're running down panthers and alligators. And they're seeing, you know, the value of our natural resources. Okay? And maybe they're doing it in ways that we never appreciated until we were this old.
Well,
and they're doing it at half our age.
All right, so.
So, yeah, maybe there's some hope for it.
Maybe there is. All right, so. Going back to don't be insane. I'm not giving any money to any foundation this year.
Yeah.
I've given money to foundations every single year. I've donated trips. I've given them cash. I've done fundraisers for them. I've done all. That's what I'm doing different this year.
Yeah.
I'm pulling the plug on any foundation. Now, I'm not going to say, you know, ugly to them or not friendly, or I was still using for information. But
what kind of work would they actually do if they weren't constantly fundraising? Conversely, if they had an Elon Musk, okay, or a Taylor Swift who just became put on the billionaires list at $1.1 billion, come in and be a philanthropist for the Bonefish Tarpon Trust or the Captains for Clean Water and fully endow them, what kind of work would they do? There's a golden question. If they were either completely devoid of money or they were fully funded, where would their focus be?
Yeah, they'd get a government job. They go get free money someplace else. The guy I took fishing yesterday, right?
Yeah.
I'm not going to mention the foundation, but let's just say it's a hunting foundation.
Okay.
And he was all excited to meet the guys, and he was going to take them out to do this hunt, and they were going to figure out something, how many birds were someplace or some other. And then the guys came into town. There was four of them. The guy was all excited to take them. Three of the guys got so bombed and went to strip joints the night before, they couldn't make the hunt the next day.
Nice.
The one of the guys that showed up really enjoyed the hunt. Absolutely nothing happened, and he figured that between the four guys, is they probably spent a few thousand dollars of the foundation's money to come to his neck of the woods to go out to strip joints, get drunk, and go home.
Sounds like the legislative liaisons for the political action committees.
The foundations and the political people are the same. That's what they say. That's what they would do. But
dude, when I was in Washington, D.C., and I was an intern, you would not believe the fundraisers that these guys would throw. Okay, they called them quote-unquote events, all right? The most lavish parties that you can possibly imagine in some of the biggest meeting spaces in that town. And they all came in to suck at the teat, all right? But I'm going to tell you right now, it's that way at every level. There's so much fraud. There's so much waste. In all of these, and it doesn't matter what size the organization is, okay? and that goes to, you know, every once in a while you'll see where the American Heart Association, for example, just to get completely different organization, but the American Heart Association gets asked probably once a year how many dollars are spent actually helping people.
Right.
That they take in. And the percentage is always something ridiculously low. You know? Look at all these foundations. You know? Half the time, I don't blame you, Jeff, for pulling money back. And I wouldn't blame anybody out there who's listening if they followed suit. Because there's so much fraud. There's so much waste. And where are the results? We got spinning sawfish.
We got spinning sawfish. And we were more confused about who to vote for. And we can attribute the confusion about who to vote for.
There's no confusion. Everybody's going to vote the same way.
No, but I'm saying we're trying to clear it up. All right, who's on running on water? You make a post about it. And everybody that's friggin' affiliated with some foundation has some message.
It's funny how that message only gets out in an election year. Where is it the other 3 years?
Well, it gets out in an election year, and it's just funny that the people that are most involved, that have most opinionated, all or the vast majority are indebted to a foundation.
Of course. Of course. It's the almighty dollar. That's how this stuff works.
And they never, ever admit that they lose.
No.
And we've been losing.
We've been losing. We're continuing to lose. All these foundations, all this money, all this bullshit. Okay, and what does the state do? The state opens up the locks, and you got green water flowing through Stewart and everywhere else, and you got spinning sawfish. I mean, come on.
Fish populations are down 90% across the board.
I don't, you know, well.
Across the board. and don't come up with some weird species that's having some little comeback that we've decimated. That's like them saying that we've had the biggest job recovery in the world after we laid everybody off because of COVID. Same shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Anyway, Norm. Yeah. Thanks for coming in.
Always a good time.
Fuck the foundations.
Fuck them.
And it's going to be a few less interviews this year.
Yeah.
Because if the foundation guys actually listen to this podcast.
Yeah, probably piss some people off on this one.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
But they know. You know what, though? They know we're right. They know we're right. They know.
We are losing. We have to do something different.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway.
Anyway.
Captain Norm, pleasure.
Pleasure as always. Run that dog.
Run that dog.